The boogeyman. Frankenstein. That thing that was under your bed when you were a kid. These are all things that frightened us as children. Ariel is here to re-establish another thing that frightened many children.
It is, and it's actually something that frightens many adults too, but I'm here to say no more. Today's tip is actually a mantra, and let me read that mantra for you. That mantra is, the dentist is not as bad as it once was. Say it with me now. Go ahead, Ned.
The dentist is not as bad as it once was.
I have been saying a version of this for a very long time, actually. I think I was like 19 or so when I decided I'm just going to say out loud that I love the dentist every time I need to go so that I get it in my head that I love the dentist. Because it's not the worst thing, but it's definitely unpleasant. And it like hurts to have your mouth open for that long. And sometimes the drilling is loud in your ears and things like that. It's not the best experience ever. However, I today got a cavity filled, first time in, I don't know, 15 years, and it was not bad. I was in and out in 21 minutes. They were inside my mouth for like maybe 9 minutes, and it was quick, it was easy. I didn't feel anything, and I just want to say, if you're scared of the dentist, here's your mantra. The dentist is not as bad as it once was. I think technology has gotten better. Anyway, that's the tip of the day.
I wholeheartedly agree with this. I used to hate the dentist. Then I went for a pretty significant chunk of my life without dental insurance, and only by the grace of some higher power ended up, when I got dental insurance again, not having a ton of cavities on the back end.
Wow.
The dentist is not as bad as it once was is a phenomenal mantra, and I agree wholeheartedly.
Tippendales, say it with us now. We will end the episode after about 7 seconds so that you have a chance to say the mantra with us. 1, 2, 3.
The dentist is not as bad as it once was.
Now you. Good job. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.